Break out the chips and guacamole. We have Dario Hernandez here coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dish and Days, our weekly recap show of NBC's hit drama, Days of Our Lives. We have a disruption all the way to my far, far left.
This is more than a disruption. I cannot take you seriously with this one.
I still yet to meet this guy. It's like a surprise in my life.
More importantly, we have Jordi Villasuso in the house.
Yay! What's up?
So happy to have you here.
So happy to be here. Got my Bumblebee mic. I'm ready to rap. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And who do we have all the way under the cloak?
Who is this guy? Mark J. Freeman.
Still trying to figure out what he is doing.
This is like a therapeutic session for him.
He's in mourning.
Why are you in mourning, Mark?
Because I don't have a chance with Billy Flynn anymore.
Honey, you never did.
That's rude.
Take that back. He loves you unconditionally.
And my first question for Jordi is, were you invited to the wedding?
No!
No. You know who had a restraining order at the wedding?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you see why?
Mark.
Yeah, no.
In fact, he had two. One for Mark and one for Lorraine.
I did send him a text, and I sent a picture of me in drag, and I said, when you hear Speak Now, Forever Hold You Peace, and you see this coming down running, you need to run too. LOL.
Did you respond?
Yeah, that's good.
Did you post that on social media?
I think I shared it with you guys.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I saw that. And our handsome man in the hat.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Tony Moore.
Lounging with Tony.
That's me.
Here we are. What do we think of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives?
Can I just say that they just keep getting better and better?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Like, it's so good. Like, I feel like...
I think you're not agreeing.
I feel like I'm 15 again.
You know, they always have, how are we going to save Days on the cover?
Yes.
I'm like, didn't I see that when I started working on the show?
I started saving the soap opera digests that say they're going to save.
How many times
you
have
saw
they
that
said
when
that?
You started working on All My Children? But
now it's for Days, and I'm just like...
No, I mean, that's how long they've been saying
it. Trying to save Days.
Started on All My Children.
They need a different title. They need a different cover story.
Yeah. Well, but I think they're actually doing it this time, though. There's actually a storyline that I'm, like, annoyed that I didn't find out what's... Like, I want to watch next week.
Me too.
Like, it's that...
And that's not always the feeling.
You wouldn't even go there right now.
Okay.
It's been a while that I've
good.
Been
I'm
that
feeling
excited.
A positive vibe in
yeah.
here.
Yeah. No, you came at a good time.
Yeah.
Good. A couple weeks ago.
Before September.
Yeah.
Yeah? No?
Okay.
When is Sweeps?
November.
Okay. I almost said March. Looks like.
No.
I think there's a couple sweeps though.
May and November.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
For someone who's not on broadcast television, I know a lot.
You do. That's great.
Because he's trying to be on.
Stop
broadcast
it.
Television.
You should be on Broadway instead.
Stop it.
No. Well, I don't know if it's Broadway, but maybe off.
Off Broadway.
Let's talk.
I thought you were talking about the mosquito spray. I was like, is that a commercial for Off?
I love it. Love it.
Off Broadway.
Off.
Mark J. Freeman.
In Jersey. Broadway.
Jersey.
Yay! I love it.
I'm doing the. No, forget.
Okay.
Make sure also to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dish and Days and on Twitter _DishandDays.
On the Twitter.
Yes.
On the Twitter.
On the Facebook and the Instagram.
On the tweets.
The tweets.
Are you
the
following tweeted. Us on Twitter
Past
yet,
tense
Jordi?
Twat, or is that just not kosher?
I say twat.
Yeah.
I twatted.
Sounds like, you know.
Cool. It's past tense.
Yeah.
So, tweet is currently, I'm tweeting currently.
Right.
I tweeted.
Or tweeted.
I'm going
with
it's like tomato, tomato.
What is happening?
I was thinking the same thing.
Sorry,
Alexis.
I went there.
It's fine.
It's bonding time.
No, it's okay. I was just very confused.
It's all right.
I was wondering if we were going to be getting our explicit rating again.
It's already there.
I think when I walk in, it goes on.
It does.
We had John Paul Lavoisier in a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
it got ugly.
The foul language between Mark and. And John Paul. We were explicit.
Listen, you guys didn't give me any parameters to work, and so I'm just like, you let me know.
It's all good.
Well, we've already talked about twatting, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Everything's on the table.
I've already set the bar. Beautiful.
Yes.
We will be taking calls later on in the show. Do we have the phone number?
Which I can will say be
up
you.
Shortly. Oh, go ahead. Tell them,
Alexis. It's my test.
Go for it.
424-253-0749.
You are correct.
That's my cell. Don't do that.
That's the...
Oh, gosh.
Your
cell is...
Is that L.A.?
424 is L.A.
Like
now.
A new yes. L.A. number?
Yeah. Yeah. Skype number.
I just realized you're wearing all black. Wow.
Well,
I mean, I understood when you put the cloak on, but
I'm on pink panties.
There we have it, ladies
TMI,
and gentlemen.
TMI. Wait, TMI.
As soon as the explicit rating is over, it's just like all hell breaks loose.
Are we going to see the pink explicit? Panties or what?
No.
All right.
No,
it was pink.
Stay
pink
for the show. We may yeah. see pink panties.
Oh, my gosh.
Show them, Mark.
Finally, my dreams are coming true. It must be my birthday.
That's a dream. Oh, shout out to Alexis in the booth.
Oh, hi,
Alexis.
No,
happy birthday.
Don't poke me.
Little old me. Mark, do you have a backup now that Billy's off the market?
He's not off the market. It's just going to be a little bit more tricky. But I'll find a way. I mean, I'm married too, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're going to have to work that out.
Whatever.
You know, we all have dreams.
Technicalities.
We all have dreams.
I'm about to burst Gina's. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
What?
I'm kidding.
I don't know. Gina,
I love Gina.
I feel like Gina's feisty. She'll come for you.
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will.
She's from real
deal. And the fact that you're already married, it means zero to
and with two
any
babies.
Of us.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Fine, they're not here.
Dang it. Dang it.
They're at a birthday party.
I love that.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fun. I was happy to leave.
Well, the cats.
Like, yeah, I'm going. My buddy's like, "Can I come too?" I was like, "I don't know."
So dishing Dave.
The more the merrier. Yeah. Bring
thanks,
your pink panties.
Keep us on
Let's
track.
Let's do this.
All right.
It is now that time
to start
dishing days.
You know
dun,
what to
dun,
do,
Jordy. Oh. This is when those workouts come in handy. That's believable.
That's
really believable.
I did
Look
it.
At that.
It's really
that is
I just used my muscles. Down.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. So strong. The rumors
strong,
are true.
Strong like bull.
Ooh, you're yes. so strong.
Strong. My mommy says that.
She does.
Strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
Yeah.
Well,
she's not Russian.
Our first storyline of the week is amazing. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
We've
the
got
three amigos.
The three amigos.
You know what? It's more... I'm really starting to feel like it's really more like the Three Stooges.
Right. It totally is.
100%.
Yeah.
Totally is.
Yeah.
But I like it. I do still like it. I'm not annoyed with it yet.
Well, so what I like about Orpheus, Xander, and Clyde is that...
the guy takes his shirt off a lot and he's working out.
Oh, that's
nice. A yeah. huge plus.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Appreciate
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
so unattractive.
Huge plus. Yeah. I mean, I fast forward through those. My eyes. Just kidding.
Lies. I mean, I see them spray him with, you know,
you
oil before they go to action. Like, really? I can ask for that. But, you know, they don't want my shirt. Maybe they do.
And we do.
I'll talk to them.
But I think... this storyline is so amazing, and it connects so many people in Salem. And
yeah.
it's they are literally like going around to each of their, you know, the people that they're trying to get back at, and really terrorizing them. And
yeah.
I love it.
Me
Although
too.
I really wish they would actually sit in their warehouse and come up with more of a full fledged plan before they go out into Salem and try to implement it.
Yeah,
I think that warehouse is the same warehouse where they took Joey and Jade when that police car was outside Kayla couldn't get in to get.
Yeah,
to
they just repaint.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
they just changed.
Just a little repaint, a different door,
yeah,
some blinds,
a brick exterior.
Yeah, listen, you got look budget. You
what about
you
that private area, huh? Those
budget.
Leaves.
Oh!
They don't fall during the winter. What's up with that? Right? Have you guys thought of that?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It's like, what's going on in that private area in Hortontown Square? And where exactly is it on Hortontown Square?
Yeah, it's on Hortontown Square.
but there was a lot that happened with this storyline. Orpheus, we all know they kidnapped Joey. And then they also kidnapped Claire this week.
For a short amount of time.
Yes, who
that feisty little devil?
Who I feel like just this kidnapping only derailed her from finding Wi-Fi so that she could get on YouTube.
God, she's so selfish; it's sickening.
Oh,
is she really asking you?
Yeah,
she really.
Was, cool. Like the whole week, she was just like,
literally,
"Where's the Wi-Fi?" Like she was on her way to
literally
Salem,
grabbing other people's
like,
phones.
There's
going.
A
That's
generator
awesome.
In Hortontown Square. We should go to the pub. And
no,
get
yeah.
Wi-Fi.
No, the best was when Marlena was taking her to the hospital, and she's like, "Oh, you said they have a generator," and they've been like. mad she's not listening.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you said they have a generator there so I can hook up. She goes, that you hear.
Yeah.
I thought when that happened, I thought that was going to be your quote.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Okay, so who thought when they did the press conference and Orpheus took over and he turned the camera around to Claire.
I don't really understand how that happened.
Me either. There were no clubs.
I'm going to suspend my disbelief.
You have to just be a fan.
That's like the
requisites. Yes. But who thought when they allowed Claire to speak that she wasn't going to say help, that she was going to say, everyone make sure you check out my YouTube channel. And like start singing. I totally thought she was gonna do that.
Brilliant. That would have been perfect.
That would have been great.
Instead, she was like, Grandma, Grandpa, help.
Grandma, Grandpa, help. I think a help would have sufficed.
No, well, she had to be specific. Well, you know, they're doing that throughout the show now. They're really making sure that
the fan knows
you establish
the
name. Relationship with
Grandpa John.
Yeah. Because there's so many people. Yeah.
So many people.
And but poor Hernandez, y'all family's gone.
Mama's
gone. Everybody else is still there.
Pobrecita. I miss her. She was so sweet.
She was
Mommy.
Alma.
Yeah. Where's Blanca?
Blanca's coming back. There's going to be some hot stuff coming up this week.
Oh, Blanca is coming back. Oh, I was wondering that. Oh, good to know.
There's going to be good stuff.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Hope we don't get you in trouble for saying that.
There was a moment weeks and weeks ago, switching gears for just a moment, when the episode had a moment with Rafe and Blanca. And
is it dance?
They just looked at each other, and she was flirting with him pretty hard, and you could tell that there was some sort of attraction, but he was more loyal to Hope.
Of course.
So pulled it back a little bit, and then you, in that same episode, had a moment with Blanca where you just looked at her like you were going to eat her up.
Yeah, that's what they asked for. You need to eat her. That's the note. Eat her with your eyes.
Congratulations, because
we're cool.
I was like, well, that was good.
Can check that off your to-do list. You did it.
There you go.
But she's coming back?
Yeah, she's coming back. Yeah. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of...
Okay.
Don't say anything else.
No. Dario needs something to happen for him on the show. So yeah.
This is true.
But I'm not opposed to the Dario and Blanca.
I'm not either.
I kind of was digging it more than I was digging...
Call it Barrio.
Yeah, I was digging it more than Rafe.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Well, Blanca and Rafe?
Yeah. I was digging Dario and Blanca more than Dario and Rafe.
Was it you who said you didn't think that Blanca and Dario would be a match?
I'm asking,
I know someone said it. I was asking if it was
you. Oh, that I think that they were going to pair them.
Right.
I didn't think that they were going to. But, again, I think... But, and see, this is what's so hard. And we've talked about this before. When you're so far in advance... When you see the chemistry, it's hard because you're like, oh, shoot, we missed an opportunity, which I think they do a lot.
Right. Do they notice that?
It's too far ahead.
Do you think they take feedback from the audience and reshape the show?
I don't know. It's hard.
It's
because
they're
so far ahead.
Yeah.
And I think if they didn't do that, it would make them a better show. I think that's what, instead of trying to rework things and say we're going to save the show, then just stop doing it so far in advance and listen to what people are liking and enjoying and then keep on those paths.
And I don't know if you guys know, but the show is going to catch up. Not so much, but we're going to be like 4 months caught up, I think, because we have 2 months off.
So
we're gonna have 4 months, I think, caught up, and the Olympics also took a little, a little bit off. But
that's what I thought. I thought they were trying to get it shorter,
which
is good.
Yeah,
which is good. But like we were talking about the same thing with Billy, Chad, and Belle. I loved them together, but it's like,
we already know that
she's left the show. We know that we know that that's not gonna happen. But what a chemistry they had together!
That
could have been.
I do think sometimes that does happen. Maybe the writers or people don't realize, what fans are gravitating towards, and then all of a sudden it happens, but it's so far in advance that you can't
capitalize.
Because I mean, Dario and Blanca, there could have been.
There could be.
She's not gone. There's some exciting stuff airing this week. I think I have really cool stuff airing.
They're in the chat room too, saying that they saw the chemistry between. Rafe. Oh, forget it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah,
I said Dario.
So back to the storyline at hand.
Yes.
That's Daquan. That's why he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, leave Daquan alone. I liked the whole. Scene where Clyde captured, or I don't want to say captured, but like ran into Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And then Marlena and Claire come,
mm-hmm.
and then Xander and Orpheus come. So, like, everyone is in that same little thing. And then because of the panic button, John was able to come and help out. But I love when Kate was like, where'd you get that? And John was like, oh, you know, I made it for her just in case, blah, blah. She's like, can I get one of those too?
The transponder.
I like that. Yeah. Yes.
So ridiculous. Yes.
It had like a red button. It had like a red.
Yeah. It looked like a diamond little.
Well, Claire,
no, hers was a clicker.
No, hers. Marlena's was a clicker.
Oh, okay. And Claire's was a necklace. Necklace. Oh, yeah.
So it's like one of those fallen and I can't get up.
Kind of like, but like a life alert.
I loved how they could tell that that necklace had a trend. I'm like, well, it just looked like a regular necklace. I'm like, girl, you guys are so dumb. You got. Fighting, you can't get anything accomplished. But you figured out that that diamond
I think the giveaway was that Joey had it hanging. He was hanging on to it.
I mean, there was nothing about that that looked like it had a, like nothing at all.
I don't know why Claire or Joey didn't use their legs. Like, I don't think he needed to throw himself. I think when Xander's back was turned, they could have like their legs weren't tied up.
Well, but if he had done that, you run the risk of him like stepping on it and crushing it.
Yeah,
while trying to
which
slide
is what ended up happening anyway.
And I love when they do the thing where like Claire and Joey had their the tie gags in their mouth, and you can still speak.
Yeah,
true.
You have to suspend.
I would guess. I would.
It's just cloth, right? Yes. You can get through the cloth.
Yeah.
Thanks
for that tidbit, Jordy.
But I
didn't know if it was the ball gag.
No, it's true.
You know that they use in S&M. Oh yeah. Fiction, anyone?
Yes.
No, just some fabric.
Okay.
Yeah. Where she could have said, I need you to get the pendant.
Ventriloquist.
That was me with mine.
That's ventriloquist. That's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
But let's not try doing the show like this.
All right.
Let's not.
On the next episode of Dish
We should
lip
sing it.
For your legacy.
I think the most dangerous of the three is hands down Clyde.
Yeah. Well, I don't know Orpheus that well, you know, because I don't really remember him.
I think it's Orpheus.
It was back in the day. I wasn't even born yet.
I just think, oh, you.
I think it's Orpheus. I didn't even take that.
What?
Interesting. Nothing. Moving along.
What happened?
We're talking about the ball game.
I missed it.
The game.
Even though there's some, like, you know, silly things here and there, I'm still digging it. And I'm liking more than I'm disliking, which is good, because it was the other way not too long ago.
Thursday and Friday were so electrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the end of Thursday,
electrifying is a bit strong, but good.
I just like how they ended on the high note with the shooting on Thursday and then picked it. Yeah. They started it over.
That's what I was going to say. That whole... when John came in, that whole thing, when they like just... I'm sorry.
The whole
thing. Just like him coming in and like, it just looked like it was in slow motion to me. I was like, what just happened? The way that it was done. But again, I'm still liking it. So
they should have slowed it down.
I would have liked that better because it just seemed really like you just
Theo
saw Kate turn. And then John went, I was like, did we just throw up there the rehearsal footage? What's going on right now? Yeah, it was funny.
Wait, what?
But I'm
after Abe got shot?
No, when John comes in and breaks up the whole thing with Kate.
Oh, the scuffle.
Yeah,
oh.
It wasn't really a scuffle. It was kind of, I don't know. And then when they cut back, everybody was gone.
Oh, was I?
And I was like, what just happened? They're like, yeah, they got away.
They got away. But when the...
I don't know. It was fun. Again, I'm not putting it down. It was just funny.
It was strange.
It was funny.
I agree.
But I like laughing. And if
I can
at
tell.
Least I'm
You're
laughing,
making me laugh just by your laugh, dude. Like, no
this
kidding.
This is...
I love
it's
it. Every
the,
week.
It's the whiskey. Every week. It's the whiskey.
Right. Yeah.
Did anyone else think, oh, God, John got shot again when the gun went off? And I was like, oh, my God, he just got shot last week and they're going to shoot him again?
Yeah, they do that.
They're quick.
Stab somebody on the show.
And I think it's funny that they know...
Give me a stab.
They know that Clyde got shot, but when they broke into the room to save Joey and saw blood, that they thought it was Joey's. I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't you guys... You were just talking about how somebody got shot.
Yep.
And there's blood. Well, there should... Like, I just... That they automatically went to, it's Joey's blood!
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it had to be Joey's blood because Claire was saved.
Well, no, but Clyde was... We know that Clyde or somebody got shot moments before.
Oh, yes. I get it.
Okay. But it's always a gun on Days of Our Lives.
Lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
Shooting.
Lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
John, right. No nunchucks yet.
Next.
No, not yet. Cool. You should bring those in.
Right, put my shirt off. Do some nunchucks.
Oh, you lost everyone at shirt off.
That looked horrible.
You haven't been shirtless yet, have you?
I did. One day, I guess I slept with Summer
on
the show. And I went all out. I got a fake tan. I asked for body paint. I was like, let's do this.
Did they paint your abs?
And then they're like, no, we're not gonna really show off his body. I was like, really? I went through all of that, and that's what's happening?
You were like, always trying to get your time.
You always got to be ready. Yeah. Always be ready for
Stay
that
ready,
script.
You ain't got to get ready.
That's right, lady.
Was that it with Orpheus
I
and all that?
I think so.
Just one more thing. When they brought Abe to the hospital, watching Kayla be a doctor after having the surgery.
Her babushka?
I was like, girl, go home and sit down. There's got to be another surgeon.
Brain surgery?
Yeah. And now she's back in.
She's fixed now. She's just wearing a babushka.
It's okay. In the water in Salem. They just heal super fast.
Yeah. You can get shot in the head and survive.
Hell yeah.
And be normal.
Yeah.
EJ. That was way back.
Way back then.
I want to get to this because this is my favorite.
Go for it.
Okay.
The Philip Chloe baby. I'm dying. I was so mad that they didn't show it past Wednesday. I was like, you're really going to make me wait till Monday? Yep. Like, I'm dying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, so when...
You would know.
When Kate was
and
like...
And don't write it in the chat room, because I'm watching the chat room if you know.
When Kate said, okay, I'm going to help you guys, I was like, oh, yay, Kate is going to like... Because, I mean, you know, she has experience. But then when Clyde held her up, I was like, Heffa, you better get to the hospital quick.
That's all I kept thinking. That whole scene was like, no, she's got to get there.
Yeah.
Which I loved. I loved that I had that moment. Like, thank you, Days.
But then when they cut to and Deimos and Nicole and Chloe and Philip are all standing there with the doctor waiting to get the results, I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't know if Kate made it, what's going to happen? And then all of a sudden he was like, Deimos is not the father. And I was like, whew, she made it. And then she comes in and is like, I ain't make it.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like...
But I knew right away. I knew when the doctor came in, I was like, I don't think Kate made it there. And then that's when... it was funny because Philip was in the room, and I was like, I think it's really not his baby. I don't know. And Philip's like, yeah, I think that's... And I was like, you don't even know what...
Yeah, you're not...
He was just agreeing with me. I was like, stop it. You're just playing along.
I was confused. I was with Chloe. I was like, I don't know.
I still don't know what happened. Like, I haven't figured it out. I'm actually going to stop looking at this because I have a feeling someone's going to lie.
I don't know.
Or tell me something that I don't want to know. Because I'm excited. I want to know.
Me too.
I think it's so funny how they immediately, like Kate reverts back to calling her a whore like that. No problem.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It's not necessarily Damless baby, so all of a sudden she's a whore again. she's a whore again.
Yeah.
Well, it's all Dario's fault that Deimos knew about the appointment anyway.
You're spying on her.
Oh, that's right. I was working for...
Now, his defense, they taped that about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was my fault. That's right.
Yeah. That was you. That was all
you're
you.
You're spying on her.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember that scene where I found the iPad, and one of the fans wrote, they're like, do you not turn the iPad on? Because I literally just picked it up and go, oh, presto, there it is.
Yeah.
I didn't have to, like, you know, turn the thing on.
We pay attention to the details.
I know. You guys do.
Details.
We shoot it so fast. You have
details.
No idea.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Choices.
Yeah, choices. No, but I'm digging it. I'm digging it. I love how Nicole's kind of in the middle of it and stuff. I loved the scenes with Nicole and Chloe at the Brady Pub. Thank you for bringing the Brady Pub back.
Yes.
But the only thing I had an issue with was it really that hard to have Chloe actually say, I want you to be the godmother, instead of Nicole saying, I think I should be the godmother. I was like, no, I think she's supposed to ask you that. I don't think you just pick that you want to be a... You know, it just seems silly. Because it was a perfect... It would have made sense for Chloe to say it at that moment just as much as it would have made
sense for Nicole
to say it.
I don't know. Because I'm picking up on...
But I'm going to start walking around and asking people to be their godbabies. Godfather.
Don't do that to those kids. So, I'm
you can be mine, Mark.
Thank you.
Don't do that to that baby, Alexis. what I'm picking up on is that there's, like, Chloe and Nicole are very close to the point where Chloe confessed to Nicole what she was doing as far as the baby tests. So, and I don't know, there's something, I know that they're friends, but, like, there's something weird that Nicole is so involved in this baby storyline. And I know it's kind of with Deimos, but it makes, and then with the godmother, it kind of makes me wonder, okay, Days, like, what are you going to do with Nicole?
Do you recall what I said when she got pregnant? I did, well, and I don't think this is what's happening.
When Chloe got pregnant?
When Chloe got pregnant, uh-huh. I said, I feel like somehow that Nicole's gonna, she's gonna give the baby to Nicole to raise.
You did say that. I thought about that this week.
So I don't know. There, so it may be. Some, I'm not saying that that's what's gonna happen, but I felt the
for
same
some
thing
reason I just pictured. Ill, it's Deimos. Here, you have it.
Yeah, but I just, I don't know. Yeah,
here you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm curious to see what's gonna happen.
Chloe and Nicole are like the Kendall and Greenlee of Days of Our Lives.
Right. Right, they and I've seen some of the stuff,
And
it's just they're working so well together. There's a great storyline going to happen with the good. Whole baby story. It's fantastic.
I love that you just sitting here just giving us all kinds of tea. Or that's
teasers.
I love it. I love it. I love it. What was it? What was it like working with Vincent and
horrible? Come on.
Well, he's still working with her. You're saying past tense.
Well, I'm sorry, but like, I mean past tense as in like when he was doing the stuff. I know what I'm talking about, lady.
On All My Children or this show?
Both.
That's amazing. It's great. It's like, we get to, like, he's, I feel like me and him never like actually get along. We always get into it and always like competing. But on All My Children, he was like, I was like his apprentice doctor. And on this, trying to get back with Nicole, you know, it's like trying to figure out a way, and it doesn't look too good.
No,
So
I want to do the. How do the fans feel? You guys can say this in the chat, and we'll
go
tell
ahead,
you. Chat
later. It up.
How do you feel about Dario and Nicole? Because there was a moment where I was like, "Oh, that could have worked," but then there was something about Deimos. But then I was
confused.
You were
in the closet with Nicole, right?
I was in the closet. Yeah. Yes, I was in the closet.
In the closet with Nicole. Yeah,
I was, and then we came out, and then I was such a relief.
It's a relief.
It's in that closet. It got hot in there. I remember doing those.
You
scenes
have three guys on this table who understand. Trust me.
I feel you, and I was like just looking, looking at her. This was a literary closet, and I would just like they wanted this whole sexuality happening, and we were like spying on Kate. It was
right. Kate was like, "Come out, you!"
And I was literally on my tippy toes because Nicole was, you know, Ari's super tall, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta like, make sure I gotta get this two person shot. I better like look a little taller." All right, cool. Vanity for you.
You're not kidding, are you?
No, I'm not.
Not at all.
So that's
all aboard Dario and Nicole. Cool. It should be Dario with Nicole. Nicole is great with Deimos. So we got both
and
sides.
Then there's Blanca and
Blanca
Dario.
And Dario would be better.
Yeah.
Kelly K.
And that's that.
And Daquan, I don't care what you
I
say.
I can't wait to be back here in 6 months. You guys, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Wait.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe we have to wait that long.
I know.
Well, maybe it's shorter.
I say, yeah.
Did you get to work with Rob Wilson here at Days? Because I know
no,
we were together
Rob,
on
Rob was on All My Children. I didn't even work with him on All My Children when it went online. And Rob was leaving right when I started working on the show. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he had that whole, he was like a crazy psycho, right?
Like Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, as we like to call it.
He lost it, man.
Yeah, he
I
did.
Saw some
he
of
did.
He went, he's got them crazy eyes.
He went off the rails.
He should be an Emmy nominee, I think, for his performance.
Rob.
As Ben. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That,
was that was this great. Past, or will that be for next year?
I think it will.
It'll be for
this coming year, right?
Coming. Or was that the one that just passed? I feel like it was the one that just passed that he would have been.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. All right, next.
And lastly, I'm guessing you don't want to cover these three.
I don't really care.
Tony, what do we
have? Well, we have Rafe, Hope, and Aiden, which, oh my gosh. I really wish people in Salem would stop saying out loud what they're trying to keep secret. It seems to be a running thing. Okay, so Aiden is already... you know, nosy Nancy, and being like, so I'm going to open up the Damara case, and I got some questions for you, Rafe and Hope, and they already look scared, like, you
guilty.
Know, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, what, they're trying to be calm, but they're really scared. He leaves, and then she's like, oh my God, he knows that I shot Stefano, and then here comes, and then you covered up, you helped me cover it up, Rafe, and then here comes
him.
Roman, like, what's going on?
As soon as Roman said... something about the cover-up, like whatever his line was about the cover-up. As soon as he said that, I went, he's recording it. That's when I knew. But see, but it's being recorded.
But I didn't even see that.
He was recording it.
Yeah, Aiden was recording
it. Aiden recorded it. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you for playing it back while you were sauntering through the police station.
I know, that was funny too, with his earpiece.
And then he just, yeah.
In case
earphones on. He had earbuds in. But then he just so casually decides during the press conference to walk over to Hope and go, I know you did stuff.
I love that.
Yeah. I don't understand though why, maybe I'm forgetting, but why was Clyde trying to kill Aiden? I don't remember the connection there.
They said it this week. Clyde was trying to kill Aiden because Aiden helped put Ben away for... I think he was trying to sentence Ben.
Was he the one?
Well, guess what? Mission failed because he got Aiden
instead. It just seemed random that was the person that he was trying to shoot. Yeah.
I would have been okay if they had just shot Aiden.
Well, I mean,
something else is going to happen.
Obviously.
But has any of their plans gone as they wanted to?
No.
Because at this point, Kate should have been dead. Marlena should have been dead. Poor Claire would have
got caught in
crossfire.
And JJ was like, it looks like Aiden Jennings was the target. They saw the red.
By intel. I love it. It was like, intel. And I was like, what intel? But at least they had a legitimate reason that they saw the dot and stuff.
What did Abe say on Thursday's episode about the Salem Police Department looking like fools? I was like,
I have it written.
Yeah, we've all been thinking it, Abe. Thank you.
Wait, what? Abe said it or JPL?
I thought Abe said it this week when he was on his tirade, right?
He did. He said something in the police
Victor
station
said
about them being fools.
They could be in the Salem Inn ordering room service.
No,
and
not that.
You couldn't find them.
No, not that.
Oh,
Abe in the interrogation room said something.
Oh, when he yelled at them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I have to give him props for. I was like, good. Finally, somebody's like. But then, like 2 minutes later,
Mark's three steps.
Oh, he was like, I wouldn't have to give a press conference if the people here at Salem PD were doing their jobs or something.
And
like
I was
that.
Like, you go! And then back to the next scene, he's like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Mario should go work for the Salem PD.
Fat chance, dude. Yeah, gotta go to the police academy and do all that.
Oh, that's no problem. That's okay. JJ did it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah,
Abe talking to Rafe and Hope.
Yeah, JJ was like, I think I want to be a cop, and then... 2 weeks
and
later.
2 weeks later, yeah. Cop. Oh, wow. He gets called for all the cases. He ain't got to work no deaths and then. He just went straight to the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happened with Rafe, Hope, and Aiden. Yeah. And we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. And now on to tidbits.
Oh, that was a cute moment. The Chad and Jennifer moment.
Yeah.
That was cute.
What was it? Tell us.
With the watch when he came over and he looked very dapper. I think Gabby's doing a fantastic job with his look because he looked amazing. More amazing than usual. And he gave Jennifer the watch that he bought for
Abigail.
Abigail, with one head on the watch, has the time he proposed. And then the other one is now.
Honestly.
And he needs to live in the now.
I just don't want to sound rude, but like I knew that part was happening, but I think I had a pizza roll moment. Whenever there's a part where if something doesn't, if we're not paying attention to something, it's a pizza roll moment. Like we got up and went
and you had a pizza roll.
Wash the car and come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I loved it.
Of course you loved it because Billy Flynn was in it. Billy Flynn. But I don't get it. But.
Try Mark.
Billy Flynn.
So that was a cute moment between Chad and Jennifer. And then Gabby and JJ tried to have some sort of like romantic.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
But, you know, typical man, you know, the lady walks in, you know, dressed to the nines and he's sprawled out like.
So we all realize that whether he's paired with Abby or Gabby, it's always Chabby. It's just spelled with an I or a Y. Get that?
I got it.
Abby or.
I thought
you don't care. All
right. Chabby 2.0.
But it seems like Gabby.
But I'm Team Millie.
Who's Millie?
Mark and Billy.
Say to you,
Alexis,
that's,
can you cut his mic, please?
That's JJ and Gabby. Let's hope they get it together because their relationship is on the rocks.
I happen to.
Isn't that an app?
I'm enjoying
Jabby?
The. Jib Jab.
Jib Jab?
Sorry,
Jib Jab. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was liking the Gabby Chad scenes. I'm still looking forward to seeing where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Not disappointed.
They've been going
it'll be good when Abby comes back, obviously. I think it's setting it up for a nice situation.
Yeah, a little four-way fight fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love quadrangle.
Yeah. But I do like the fact, again, and we've talked about this, that they're using, like, the past, that they had a relationship, that they were friends, that they went to school together. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that they're doing that. It's not just, I'm randomly going to, okay, now we're just going to pair these two together. There's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
So they had a lot of history before.
Yeah. Okay. In high school. Yeah. Okay. And I think they dated on the show a while, when they were in high school.
Okay.
So.
Now, as Gabby's older brother, would you rather her with JJ or...
A Demira.
Neither.
Say, he doesn't
Neither.
See...
No, it just doesn't work. No.
He's like the male Kate. No one's good enough for my sister.
Yeah. No.
And Kate, you know, no one's good enough for her children.
It's actually brought up on the show quite a bit. And it just doesn't work for our family dynamic.
Yeah.
With Demira or... What's JJ? What's his last?
Devereaux.
He's a Devereaux. Yeah. Devereaux. And he's a cop, too. And, you know.
But
I don't like cops around because
they're
just.
You're right.
It's not practical. It's not practical. So.
Dario doesn't get along with people.
I tell you, one person he doesn't get along with is Eduardo.
Oh, yes. Man. Yes.
Every scene was like, what are you doing here? Get out of town already. I hate you. In case I didn't tell you last time.
Anger. Well. Like I said, stay tuned this week. Things are going to get real interesting.
Oh, good. Good. So soon.
Very soon.
Okay, good.
Very soon.
Good.
It's really exciting that they have a Hispanic family in the forefront. They gave Rafe an entire family. It's long overdue.
Yeah, I think it's one of the, you know, they hadn't brought a new family onto Days in a long time, and I think for...
50 years. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but from what Albert told me, it was like 30, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. It's cool. It shows another, you know, slice of our culture, and I get to work on my Spanish. And so does Galen. The guy can't speak a lick of Spanish.
Yeah, you can.
So you say, you want me to say this?
Do you coach him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
The best one is Camila. She's got it down.
She's good.
She's Camila Banos.
Camila Banos.
Yeah. I feel like she gets prettier every episode.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
When she walked in when you can turn a gay guy's head, you're doing something right. And when she came into the hotel room, I went,
I see you.
I can see that. I'm still
the guy that's like, we can go shoe shopping together. For sure. Yeah.
And then last but not least,
Theo.
I think I asked James Ladd Jr. I was like, what storylines were Dina's storylines? And she created the autism storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So when this was happening this week, I was like, well, that makes sense. It's her kind of baby that... Now Theo's kind of being thrust into the forefront of a storyline. And I like it. I think he's doing a good job.
But what I like is that for the longest time, maybe fans forget that he has autism.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, the way that Kyler plays it, you know, we know that it's there, but he seems to be just like your regular...
Functioning.
But I like... that he's being put in these situations where it kind of shows a different side of, like, the effects of someone with autism and how, like, when Abe got shot, I mean, anytime a gunfire happens, your first thought is get down on the ground.
Sure.
But Theo was like, what do I do? Like, he was just kind of, like, in a moment of, like,
playing it so well.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny. I don't know if you know...
You just went there.
I was like, something. Is someone going to find comedy?
This is what I do when I watch it. I'm just like, okay, that was silly. But when he's standing there, Hope and Sierra is kind of standing behind him, and then the gunshot happens, and you see Hope run past Theo and grab Sierra and runs. I'm like, girl, you could have at least grabbed Theo. You went right past him, too. I just thought it was funny. Sorry.
That was a funny moment.
The thing I like about Theo, too, is that he's playing it so well. Well, Kyler's playing the autism so well in the scenes that he's not even the center of.
Yeah, and the scene where he went to the therapy, room. Where he used to go with Lexi. I thought that was a nice little touch as well.
And I like that we're hearing about Lexi.
Yeah, so I agree. I think Dina and Ryan and all those people are doing a good job.
Now, if they can only figure out Maxine's son, we would be on a roll.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play that part.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But first, they got to bring back Maxine.
All right. I'll drop something.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, George. Appreciate that.
All right. Now, let us jump into our segments and then we can take some phone calls. How about that?
Yeah. So, really quick, we will start with my segment and I'm going to have some help with this. It is Tony's official 3 Snaps Award. Thanks, Jordy. I appreciate that.
Well done.
All right. So, It was really between two things. The first one that I thought I was going to give it to was when Claire was saved by Patch and John, and when they told her to run, that girl booked it like she was in Forrest Gump, and they said, "Run, Claire, run!" But she ran like Lisa Kudrow's character in
Phoebe.
I replayed that like 5 times. My roommate and I had such a good laugh on that. Loved it. But I decided to give my 3 Snaps Award to the doctor who gave the results to Chloe and Philip and all of them.
I love him.
Because for this one particular part, when he said Deimos is not the father and Deimos questioned it, he went down and said, "Here is the stuff. Here you go. Yeah. If you want a second opinion, you can take this and have it done."
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
He's like, I ain't messing around. Don't you judge me.
He's like, listen, I've done my job. You want a second opinion? Here's the stuff. Yeah. There you go. Have a good day. So my 3 Snaps Award goes to the doctor who gave the test results. That's Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap.
There we go. All right. Matthew, I hope you like this. It is now time for...
Matthew's Choice.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were... I got rid of the thingy. I have it.
Matthew...
we got it?
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait
for it.
We got this.
Matthew's Choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the new sound effect for Matthew's Choice, evidently. Matthew's Choice this week goes to... No idea.
I thought it was great.
And you guys complained about me.
I thought it was great.
I had nothing to do with that, by the way.
Hysterical.
I should just go ahead and give him all of Matthew's choices. This is to John Paul Lavoisier. When we had John Paul in, he was telling us how it hurt him to cut his hair and that he hates the haircut. And I think the photo speaks completely contradictory. He looks so handsome with his new haircut. John Paul, we enjoy your haircut. We hope you do.
He was given 90s
boy band
arenas.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with it.
He was like, I don't want to go that short. And they were like, oh, we're...
There's a lot of hair.
It looks good, though.
He's got a lot of hair. And it's back. And he had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So.
And still looks good. So that's Matthew's choice.
Yeah. Oh, and that was... Matthew's choice.
I'm never going to get over that.
Who is that?
That's me.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh.
Would you do it in your bathroom?
No, I did it at the house.
Because it sounds...
Well, I had to do something because, I mean, it's rude. If I did one for you, I got to do one for Matthew. Okay. So it was inspired by Yahoo.
I was listening to it and I was like, did he do this because of the Yahoo commercial?
Well, if you like that one, you'll like this one.
Wait, what?
It's time for...
Mark's Quote of the Week.
Welcome to Dish and Days, Jordy.
That's a little bit tamer. Okay, so my quote of the week is going to, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, is going to go to Kate when she says, can I get a spare one of those? I'm sorry, I laughed, I rewound, I laughed again. It was funny. I'm sorry, I thought it was fantastic.
It was funny.
And John's like, yeah, sure, I can get you one. So that is my quote of the week, was Kate.
Yeah. Tell us who your fan of the week is.
Fan of the week was kind of a collective today. we all decided, because I don't think we have given it to this person before, and it's long overdue.
She might have had it once before, like a little, but it's been like
I don't know if she has, though. I really, when you said that, when we talked about it, I was like, I don't know if we, she has. So we're going to give it to Miss Carolyn Topol.
Yeah,
I love Carolyn. A fan of ours from the very beginning, and she's just doing amazing, wonderful things with daytime, and she's always here supporting us. And
she works out all the time. Yeah. Carolyn's always working out, posting her workouts.
Yeah. Very proud of you, Carolyn. We're going to give her a fan of the week this week.
Yes. And you guys make sure you check out all of her Get to Know You articles as well.
Yes.
Those are really good. Yeah.
All right.
Wonderful.
So let's take some phone calls.
Yeah.
Tony, you want to tell them where they can call in?
424-253-0749, 424-253-0749. Call in with your question or comment. Keep them brief and short, because we're going to zip through as many as we can.
As you're getting that, I just want to say I forgot. I loved that Theo said, came into the room and said, oh, I just talked to Brandon and Lex and Lonnie. I liked that he mentioned his brother and sister.
Yep.
When Abe got shot. Huh? Yes, he has brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Where's James Lott Jr. when you need him?
It looks like we have Brandon a caller, Walker. So we will go ahead and take that. Nice. Hello, caller. Welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Susie Morales-Smithley.
Susie!
Hi.
Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, great.
Did you have a question
for us? Loving having Jordy on board there with you guys.
Yes.
We love having you here, too.
You're a good co-captain.
Thank you, co-captain.
Well, it was great meeting him in Atlanta.
¿Qué tal, Susie? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. Qué bueno.
Insert subtitles.
Tú eres puertorriqueña, ¿no?
Puertorriqueña, that's right.
Boricua.
Boricua.
Oh, there'll be none
I'm
of this.
I'm scooting closer to you at this point.
Boricua.
Somebody needs to tell me if they're talking about me. That's all I gotta know.
Nope.
Okay.
No,
well,
we're not thinking nothing bad about you, Mark.
Thank you, Susie. She's like the mainstay in my dressing room. I have her coffee cups in front of my beautiful coffee cup you sent me.
Thank you, Jordy.
Thank you.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, I wanted to call really quick because I know other people want to get in and talk to you, but I just wanted to find out if somewhere along the line we're going to see the story that is hanging about Clark resurface, or is that something that is going to stay, like some of these storylines that they stay hanging for us? Because I'm waiting for that day, because I know a lot of people don't like Dario because they think that he's dark.
And
I'm just waiting to see what everybody's going to say when they find out that Rafe has been covering up Stefano's murder. So I'm really definitely Team Dario. I think you're doing an excellent job portraying him. And you have our support here in the Smithley family because we just think that you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
So we're just hoping to see that maybe Dario gets a little bit of redemption.
And again, I think this week, you know, there's a lot of aggression that Dario has for his dad because...
Really?
Yes.
You never know it.
But that's going to resolve. That should be... It's so interesting what happens because they're a lot alike. And I think that Dario and Eduardo, he doesn't want to see himself in the same way that, you know, his father is. And his father's trying to change his life around and something's going to happen amidst all the mayhem that's going on in Salem already that there may or may not be a resolution.
Mm. Awesome. And the last thing I wanted to also bring up was the fact that we really were enjoying, at least the Hispanic community that watches Days, mm-hmm. we were really excited to see that there was Alma Delfina, who is an amazing Mexican actress.
Great. She's fantastic.
Who is real renowned in Mexico.
Absolutely.
And in the Spanish countries. She's no longer there. Can we hope that there's an open door?
Yeah.
Where possibly she could return?
For sure.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, I thank you so much for taking my call. I love you guys. And Jordy, hacia adelante, you're the bomb. Mwah. I really love you.
Hey, Susie, before you hang up.
Yes.
And I was going to ask this earlier, but since you're on the phone here too, and I'll ask Jordy too, because a couple weeks ago, when they had all the scenes with you and your mother and you guys were sitting around stuff, I had an issue. I mean, again, happy that they have the family there, but I kept having issue that every time they were eating, it was always chips and guacamole. Like, it was very stereotypical.
Yeah.
And I started get, and I just started getting really upset, saying, well, it, I get that you're doing that, why you're doing it, but I don't know. I didn't know. I'm going to give you both an opportunity to speak on that and whether I had a right to be bothered by it not being even Hispanic in the
yeah,
least.
Yeah, I mean, you...
But I just... Yeah.
You have every right to be, I mean, you know, bothered by it, and I'm sure some people appreciate it. You know, I get it. You know, I think just... You know, subtleness is not something that's huge on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm all for, like, you know, peppering things here and there. You know, you don't really have to, like, go so full on.
Yeah, that's what I was like, whether you're going to enjoy seeing them together, whether they're eating chips and guacamole or, you know, chicken marsala.
Well, real quick for myself, being a Puerto Rican, and I know that Jordi, he's actually from Cuban descent, and so is Camila. And then Galen, he does have some Spanish roots, but he doesn't speak Spanish. For me, it's very frustrating that they are bringing this family, and then the only ones that really speak in Spanish are Alma Delfina, Jordi, and Camila. And I would like for it to be, I know that they're supposed to be, I guess, a Mexican family. So our dialects are very different, just like it might be within the state.
Yeah.
And so for me, being Puerto Rican, knowing that he's Cuban, and Cuba and Puerto Rico are sister islands, watching them speak a language that really is not what is customary, there's a lot of slang added. I was so happy when I finally saw on one episode that Dario walked in the hospital, and he was talking to Eduardo, and he said, sin vergüenza, which is a person that has no shame.
Right.
And the way that he said it, that's not something you hear within the Mexican culture. I would think that the writers would try to find then the proper dialect when they're doing the writing.
Yeah.
So then for people that are Hispanic, they're not sitting here going, wait a minute.
Right.
This does not sound like a Mexican thing. As far as the food situation, I think, you know, it doesn't bother me just because of the fact that I'm Hispanic and so you find a lot of Spanish food in my table.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand that it is frustrating, especially when people are witnessing now a new dynamic, which is the Spanish family in Salem.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Susie. Thanks for the love.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Sorry, I didn't want to miss that opportunity.
No, it was a good opportunity. I get it.
James kind of gave me crap about it. He was like, no, but they do that. And I was like, yeah, but I felt like I had a right to be bothered by it, because I was like, ugh, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be bothered if they only had Sonny and Will, you know, at a gay bar in pink.
Right.
And, you know, I would have a problem with that, too. Yeah. So,
All right, looks like we have another caller. Hello, caller, and welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Cheryl from South Carolina.
Hi, Cheryl!
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Jordi!
Hey!
I think it would be my favorite for Dario and Nicole to be together. Mm. I saw a lot of... you guys are cracking me up. There was quite a connection there. But if I can't have Dario and Nicole, then I'm sorry, Daquan, I got to say it, but I would like them to bring back Melanie.
Oh, dang you!
That was the girl that
I'll be picketing out front.
First, you know, when Dario was originally on the show, you know, that was the girl that he was caught up with.
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I liked Francisco, but Francisco was, I like Dario so much more now. He has so many more layers.
Oh, thank you.
Francisco was kind of a wimp.
Yeah, but it was a lot
in
younger, too.
Yeah,
when he was on, it was a younger storyline, younger character. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that to be mean.
Push him around a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Dario needs any love he can get, so things are, you know, it's so funny because it's like this guy, he just keeps, like, he gets the friendship card and he's still like...
Oh, trust me, I know all about the friendship card.
What do you need?
I knew all about
back.
That.
Anything you need, you call me. I'm like, dude, come on.
Relax,
dude. Yeah.
So, Mark, earlier you said that you thought that Clyde was the heavy hand in that trio.
Yeah.
But Orpheus is way, way, way more dangerous than
I wasn't around for Orpheus, so I don't know his. I mean, from what I'm seeing, yeah, he was pretty. Pretty bad boy.
You don't have to be around when Orpheus was to know that he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, right.
Well, think about the fact that not only is he completely crazy, but he has this axe to grind over the death of his wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And on top of all that, he is ISA trained.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the same training that Steve and John and, you know, I mean, he has the same training. He's able to use that against them because he knows what they're thinking and how they're thinking it.
Yep. That plus that equals
which in a cuckoo for cuckoo in puffs. A real world would mean something, but in Salem, when you work for the ISA, it means squad.
You leave Patch Black alone.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
I know what you mean.
Last but not least, Tony.
Yes.
Lonnie is coming back. She could always come back with a husband.
Oh.
So you don't have to be hashtag son. You could be hashtag Lonnie's husband.
It could be an arranged marriage, so you can say the. Yeah.
That means I gotta kind of butch it up a little bit so it's believable.
A little bit?
Before they're like, I'm on there and they're like, oh girl, there's
girl.
Oh
my
girl.
Like, girl, I'm just getting a green card, girl. I'm here to see Sunny and Paul.
But that is great. Thank you for that, Cheryl. I appreciate that.
Thanks for trying. That's good.
Sure.
We're going to take one more caller.
You too.
Bye. Thank you, Cheryl.
Bye.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's Jamel from Brooklyn.
Hey,
Jamel.
You know what? I knew for some reason that Jamel was going to be the next caller. It was almost like I was Cleo. Uh-oh. I was like, it's Susie, Cheryl, and I was like, watch, it's going to be Jamel. And now it's Jamel.
Oh.
I love it. Hey, Jamel.
Okay, so you're having a Tyler Henry moment, your psychic moment.
I am.
What's up, Jamel?
Yeah, I was calling because I'm loving this week, but I also wanted to call because I saw that Jody, because I loved him ever since Dying Light, you know, that Tony Santos.
Sure.
I wanted to say congratulations to you about the invitation. I tweeted you, and you actually retweeted me when I was saying that it was a very scary picture, but I was excited that you was, and it was critically acclaimed, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very proud of that movie. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. But this week has been, I thought it's been wonderful, again, continuation from last week. I said it before, I said it was like, you know, Days of Our Lives, where the writers just took a page right out of DC Comics because they had the three, you know, protagonists, and for me, you know, like the Joker, the Riddler, Two-Face, or whoever, just sort of having these acts to grind, you know, but they wouldn't see it, and they weren't even on the canvas, and they popped up, and it just seemed so comic book to me, and I love it, you know,
cool.
So... Yeah. I'm loving, you know, everything they're doing. And like you all were saying, there's a lot of funny moments. Absolutely. But the way that they say their words and the way they get caught and they're running, and it is hysterical. You know, I think that's, for me, the reason I watch Dave a lot, too. It's very campy. So you will laugh at some of the things that they do. And I'm loving it. I love how campy and exciting it is. But I don't hate Aiden. That's one thing I wanted to say. I see it, you know, like, I don't hate Aiden. I actually like the actor.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel Cosgrove. He's wonderful. Amazing.
Yeah, and I like that he's given it a little I'm blanking. He's given a little bit to
Hope?
Hope, yes, to Hope. Because he came back, and I was confused by what happened when the character, when the lookalike tried to kill her, then he went away, he was captured. All that very much confused me, so it feels like he's having a second chance to, you know, bring something to the part.
And they still made him cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, even if he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I still like him. And I, you know, she did shoot somebody, kill him straight out. And I never was too comfortable with her not having her redemption. I think to save her character, it just allows her to get redeemed, exposed, and, you know, move on. Just to have that secret, for me, it feels like it hurts Hope more than anybody, you know. Just let it be revealed and kind of work through it.
He just needs...
It was crazy that she shot him and killed him with cold blood and just moved on, you know, so...
He just needs to let go of Hope. There's no way he gonna blackmail that gal to be... Oh, my God, I sound so, like, from the South. There's no way that he's gonna be able to blackmail her and get her to go to Portland. That's not gonna happen.
No, that's not where it's going. I think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna end bad for him. But I just hope that... You know, as talented as Christian Alfonso is, I hope it gives her a moment to be, you know, the character be redeemed, to, you know, have her come to Jesus moment, and you know, everybody know her secrets, and, you know, it'll be okay, and, you know, it'll be great. You know, it's just that she's a good person, and I think that she wants to unburden herself, I think, and I think this would be the role for the character to do that.
And when it's revealed, Christian Alfonso will probably have a lot of scenes with Billy, because he'll probably not talk to her, and then they'll have fights, and when he finds out that she killed his dad.
Well, lucky for her.
Oh, boy.
Lucky for Christian that Billy will have seen. Right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Jamel, for calling.
Thank you, Jamel.
Thank you, Jamel.
Thank you.
P.S., Jordy, Marlon Wallace says that you need more shirtless scenes.
Cool.
So all that work shouldn't go in vain.
Or you could just be shirtless now.
Look at Alexis!
You're okay.
I'm Alexis, fine. You what? Are you
it's called,
are
it's called an era.
You can't be getting
what? I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't be
Mark's married and he can do whatever he wants, but I can't do it. This is some BS. Sexism.
Too shady to you, Alexis. Too shady to
well,
you.
Well, actually, it's not sexism because Mark is.
That's true. That, you know what? That's right. I'll be quiet. Love you, Mark. I'm just kidding. I was just messing with you. I just wanted to feel part of it.
I'm kidding, Alexis. You can look. Just don't touch.
No, yeah. That's why I'm in the booth.
All right. And now we will hop into some news and gossip. Mark, hit us.
Okay. So I guess I'll do it in a nice way.
Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. William Michael Flynn, on marrying Gina this weekend. Beautiful ceremony yesterday. Looked like on the hillside somewhere. Mm-hmm. It was very, yep. very pretty. Oh, we have a picture?
Pretty. Yep.
Yep, there it is. You can't see me. I'm kind of in
the background,
other
right?
side. Yeah.
Held by
police. And many, 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 many blessings to the happy couple.
Absolutely.
I had to write that to make sure
and
it came
scene!
Good, and the Emmy goes to... what I don't think I told you is that my friend Rob was their wedding planner.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So when I met Billy at the Daytime Emmy Awards, I said, my friend is planning your wedding. And Gina said, you're friends with Rob? And then it was love at first sight. That's when they told me that they liked me more than you. So
yeah, that didn't happen.
Wow.
Didn't happen. Sorry. Don't listen to him. It didn't
Side
happen.
Note, really quick. I did text Billy and wish him and Gina, you know, all the love and luck, you know, in their new relationship. And he, without a beat, messages me back and says, you love me, just admit it.
I guess I didn't say out loud I sent it to you guys before I went. I did tweet it or text him, and I sent a picture of me in drag, and I said, when you hear Speak Now Forever, hold your peace. If you see this running down,
be on the lookout.
Consider yourself warned. And he did LOL back. So yeah.
All right, so that's enough of Billy. We are gonna move on to
Never Enough.
Our friend of the show, Miss Jen Lilly, and her husband Jason recently became foster parents to a beautiful 4-month-old baby boy.
Wow.
Congratulations to them. So sending out lots of love to them. And it literally happened like so quickly. It was like on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
She got noticed. And
Saturday
she had a baby boy. And,
oh my God.
So congratulations and much love. And I can't wait to come over and be Uncle Tony.
Aww. That's so exciting.
That's amazing.
Also exciting is Day of Days, which is November 12th at City Walk Universal Studios. Meet the star of NBC's hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives, and mingle with fans and co-hosts.
Yeah.
You guys will be there?
We hope so.
We were last year.
So. Are you going?
Yes. I'm
okay,
going for
good.
Sure.
Good.
So absolutely. You have to come talk to us.
Yeah, I will. Yes. With Billy.
And also, too, the day after
the 13th, the
Day of Days, Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols are going to be doing a staged reading of Annapurna at the Barnsdall Park in Los Feliz on November 13th, which I think you can get the tickets online. I have it in an email. I didn't put it on there. But there is a website. Oh, I'm sorry. This is horrible because I don't have that information. But there is, I'm sure if you go to Mary Beth's Instagram or Twitter or something, I'm sure it's out there.
Also post it on our Facebook page, Dish and Days.
Tony will do that later today.
Really?
Proud!
That's it. There's one more.
On September 28th, which this is very sad news, Agnes Nixon, often referred to as the Queen of Soaps, the writer and producer, best known for creating ABC's One Life to Live and All My Children, as well as Loving, passed away at the age of 93.
Oh,
so
wow.
We are sending our condolences, love, and prayers to Agnes's family
Absolutely.
And friends.
Before we go... Jordy, J.A. wants me to please tell you that you have the best eyes ever, and that you, please, his eyes are so sexy. So, there's that.
I'm thinking, you that, just did I like think a it's eyes when you and up. Brows.
Oh, your eyes and brows.
Yeah. I think that missed a little typo, but okay. I think that's what it says.
Oh, tell Jordy he has the best eyes and, no, he did it again, and then just smiled.
I think
okay.
it's autocorrect, mm-hmm. yep. getting the best of
must
him.
Must be. All yeah. right, that's what gets you. Okay.
Alrighty, I think that's it, Jordy.
Thank you so much, Jordy.
Thanks for joining us. Oh, you can't feel all this love okay. over here. Okay.
And again, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dish and Days and Twitter _DishandDays. Comment below on YouTube and please write a review on iTunes as well and give us 5 stars. Oh. Woo-hoo. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne. Mark, tell us where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
And young man, where can we find you?
At Jordy Villasuso.
Woohoo! See?
Across we are. All handles. Yeah.
Thank you guys. See
Thanks,
you guys.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.